You're listening to the It's Her Time podcast with Cody and Jess. Welcome back to the It's Her Time podcast. Now, making a baby may seem straightforward, but if you've ever tried and struggled to conceive, or you've witnessed one of your girlfriends endure the experience, then you know that getting pregnant isn't always so simple. In the United States, 12% of women between the ages of 15 and 44 have impaired fertility. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's over 7 million women who want to get pregnant but can't. Assisted reproductive technology can help women conceive, but infertility interventions are extremely expensive. A single round of IVS or IVF costs around $12,000 or more if you want or need to get pre-screening done for genetic disorders, and only between 30 and 40% of IVF cycles are actually successful. A number of factors work against us in our journey to motherhood, including exposure to environmental chemicals, long-term exposure to hormonally disruptive medications, micronutrient deficiencies, and chronic stress. The hopeful news is that women can work to optimize their fertility through food and movement and lifestyle. Women who want to be mothers can take steps now to preserve and to enhance their fertility. So I'm excited to get into all of this. But before we do, let's join Jess for a Mixers Girl Say.
On today's Mixers Girl Say, we're actually going to read some really fun podcast reviews. We love our podcast listeners.
Yes.
And Cody, we've been doing this podcast now a long time.
Guess what?
How many episodes do we have?
Well, we are way up there. And in March, we actually hit our 3-year mark. So we are so excited.
Because we've been doing this party.
We need to have a party. We forgot to have a party.
An excuse for a party.
But let's definitely, we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll make up for it. It's never too late.
No.
We'll have a March party in May. That's fine. So today on this episode, we're actually going to read through these reviews. Sorry, for the Mixers Girls Say.
Yes.
On the episode.
Yes, yes.
So podcast reviews. Whitfish says, huge fan. I've been using Mixers since 2020.
Aw, I love that. Nice.
Long timer.
Yeah.
The products combined with this podcast is amazing. I listen to the podcast each week and re-listen to other episodes throughout the week. Jess and Cody sound so fun, and you can tell that you are truly passionate about helping women live their best lives, and they have so much useful information to share.
Thank you.
That is so nice.
So
and Cody
nice.
Does share useful information. I'm so here for you. The fun. I am like, Cody, you little genius.
Yeah. You're great too.
Okay. Next. Oh, this is her subject says endometriosis.
Okay.
Which is great for us to have this review. Disney Girly Girl says.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I love all the products. I've been using your products since 2020.
Oh. Also
2020. I also love the podcast. I listen every week. I've learned a lot, but something I'm dying to hear more about is endometriosis. We should send her a couple of our episodes.
Absolutely.
Because we have quite a few.
Yes.
I've read about and I have a client that told me that eating a plant-based diet helps with symptoms. Also a high-fiber diet. I'm so excited to learn more.
Oh.
We love the excitement to learn.
I love that. We definitely have been talking a lot about endometriosis, especially with March being, you know, Endometriosis Awareness Month. So we tried to make sure that we are giving you information that's helpful. But I love the idea of doing an episode all about how nutrition, you know, plays a part in all of this. And so that's great.
She's right in alignment with the things we're passionate about. Okay. And last, Fisher Running says, my sister shared this with me because of my horrible cramping and acne-prone skin after my second child, and I cannot wait to keep trying this because it truly does encompass all of the issues we struggle with as women.
Yay.
Yes, we hope that you find great success with our product, Her Time. I know that Her Time changed my hormonal acne, so I hope that you have the same experience. And for those of you that leave us reviews, and if we share them, you can message us and we will share a discount code with you.
Yep. So just DM us at our Mixers Instagram, right?
Yep.
I think that's where most of these go to. So if you're following us on at Mixers on Instagram, just go straight to the DMs and let them know that we read your rating and review and that you are going to now receive a little thank you from us.
Yep. Thank you so much for sharing and we'll get into the episode. Mixers is a company made for women by women. Each of our products have been carefully and lovingly crafted to support you in all stages of your life, providing you with the optimal health you deserve. Each ingredient we handpick is 100% all natural, backed by science, and chosen specifically to better your life physically, mentally, and hormonally. Each product empowers your body to take charge of its monthly hormonal shift and flows, empowering you to live life to the fullest. Let Mixers take care of your needs from sunup to sundown, and you take care of the rest. Check us out at mixers.com, M-I-X-H-E-R-S.
Okay, if you start researching today's escalating infertility rates, you'll learn that many doctors considered the causes as unknown, but there are some real and modifiable lifestyle components to the whole fertility puzzle, components that are especially important to consider if you suffer from period problems like irregular periods or heavy bleeding or severe PMS, cramps, or even hormonal acne. That's because these symptoms and your conditions are a sign that your hormones are out of balance and that getting pregnant whenever it is that you are ready to do so might be a little more difficult for you. Maybe you're thinking, why wouldn't I just believe the doctors? If the causes are unknown and there is nothing I can do, then you know, if that's what they say, then that must be the case, right? And I totally understand how you feel. But hopefully today we can talk about the things that can give you reassurance that there is actually hope and that there are a lot of things that you can do. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the factors that can affect fertility today in this episode. So for instance, infradian rhythm disruptions, many healthy promoting practices do and indeed promote health, but a lot of times they do it for men, as we've talked about many times. For women, practices like intermittent fasting, the ketogenic diet, and high-intensity interval training are more complicated because of our innate 28-day hormone cycle known as the infradian rhythm. Women benefit the most from a phase-based self-care strategy. That is, from taking strategies that support our changing needs during every phase of our monthly cycle. And if we don't do that, then we can be harmed by the same way of taking on these every single day strategies, like eating the same way or doing the same HIIT workout every day, for example. Practices like IF or intermittent fasting, keto, and HIIT disrupt the infradian rhythm, and that can disrupt your cycle as a whole, and it can make your fertility suboptimal. So exposure to environmental chemicals is also something we need to consider. Dangerous chemicals are everywhere. Every day we're exposed to them, from your sunscreen to your furniture polish, products in your everyday life are putting your fertility at risk. Research has shown that many of the chemicals found in everyday household products are bioaccumulative, and they're very toxic. And that just means that once they are in your system, they stay there, allowing for increased free radical damage to happen within your body, which makes you more vulnerable to autoimmune diseases and cancers. And not to mention, it affects your fertility. So also another thing to consider is your history of medication use, like birth control and antibiotics and other common drugs, things like aspirin and ibuprofen. All of these are guilty of totally destroying our microbiome balance, which is absolutely essential for fertility. There's some recent research that suggests that long-term use of the pill or the birth control pill is associated with an increased risk for Crohn's, which is a disease related to microbiome imbalance. There's also the things that are in our food, like pesticides. Now, this isn't a trivial matter because research has been long pointed to a connection between pesticides exposure and our infertility problems. And a study published recently in the Journal of Internal Medicine reports that among women undergoing infertility treatment, eating more fruits and vegetables with high amounts of pesticide residue was associated with a reduced chance of pregnancy and an increased risk of pregnancy loss. So it's important to read those labels and choose organic. The other thing that really affects us, and I know we talk about it a lot in every episode, is our high stress lifestyles. When we're stressed, our bodies don't have any energy to spare to conceive and to grow a healthy baby. We're just trying to just keep ourselves afloat, right? So that's something that we need to address as best we can. The other thing is micronutrient deficiencies. Women need robust levels of key micronutrients to conceive and carry a healthy pregnancy, but modern life really does work against optimal micronutrient levels. Factors like stress and drinking caffeine and drinking alcohol, all of these things deplete micronutrients from the body faster than we can actually take these nutrients in through our food. So you can kind of think of them as nutritionally bankrupt diets. And that's another factor that we need to consider, because diets low in fertility boosting foods like avocados and phytonutrient rich whole plants contribute to suboptimal fertility. So food strategies that we can use for optimal fertility are things like if you eat, most of us do eat 3 meals a day, if not more sometimes. And that frequency makes food one of the best ways that we can actually support fertility. But one of the things, the strategy we can do is to think of food as medicine that we put into our bodies every couple of hours. And when you know how to support your body nutritionally by eating specific hormone supportive foods in a phase-based pattern, you can medicate for optimal fertility. So I want to share some specific food strategies that I recommend for women hoping to conceive either now or if it's down the road in the future, either naturally or even with reproductive technology. So I always emphasize healthy, high-quality sources of fat. Monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fat, which are the kind of fats that are found in foods like avocados, nuts, seeds, and small like oily fish like anchovies and sardines. They help to reduce inflammation and they stabilize our blood sugar really well, which are both two conditions that are important for fertility. And if you haven't done so already, I would say absolutely read your labels and say no to all trans fats, because these sneaky little devils drive up inflammation in a big way. I also suggest that you opt for complex carbs, but I don't say don't eat carbs. High or mismanaged blood sugar has been associated in the scientific literature with ovulatory infertility. So fertility-focused eating should emphasize complex carbs that take time to be digested, which keeps our blood sugar more stable. So think things like non-starchy vegetables, whole fruits. Beans are great, but don't cut out all carbs altogether, because a very low or no carb diet can actually make your body think that there's not enough food in the environment and can trigger a survival mode. And when the body is in survival mode, it deprioritizes non-essential functions like getting pregnant. So after all, you know, your body's just trying to do you a favor, because how would you be able to care for a child in the ancient savanna if there isn't enough food for even you, right? So the other thing is that you want to consider is really focus on getting in your iron. Getting in enough iron in your diet, either through food or through supplements, has been shown to enhance fertility. So high iron foods are things like beans, beets, pumpkin, spinach, and tomatoes are all really great sources. All right, now I'm going to also suggest that you skip the skim. Now, this is going to seem weird to you because you guys know that I don't recommend dairy products when you're trying to achieve hormonal harmony. But if you are interested in protecting and enhancing your fertility, you should be especially wary of anything that's a low-fat option, like skim milk. And that's what I'm meaning. Because studies have linked consumption of low-fat dairy with reduced fertility. So if you are somebody that actually can tolerate dairy and you allow yourself just a little bit here and there, then just make sure that it is of the full fat variety. That's going to be your best option. The other thing is, I know this makes us unhappy, but I'm going to say skip the soda, because studies show that soda drinkers have reduced fecundity, which is a new word I know. And that just means that it's a woman's physiological potential to get pregnant. So there's fertility and fecundity. The other thing is skip coffee. Whether or not caffeine or coffee inhibits your chance of getting pregnant, I know this is a super widely debated topic in the scientific community. There's some research that suggests that it does and other research that suggests that it has no effect at all. Research does show a link, though, between coffee consumption and not being able to carry a child to full term. So I say just don't risk it. That's the best option there. The other thing, like I mentioned before, is buy organic. I get it. Going organic isn't always the most cheap option, but the Environmental Working Group has made organic shopping a lot easier and much more accessible for all of us with their Dirty Dozen and their Clean 15 lists. So what I say is just avoid eating non-organic foods on that Dirty Dozen list as often as you possibly can. But you can save money by being less restrictive with the Clean 15 list of fruits and vegetables. All right, so let's talk about the foods that you should be eating now if you are ready to start making a baby. So if you are already to the point where you want to conceive and it is absolutely critical that you integrate nourishing, micronutrient-rich foods. I would say that you should start adding these essentials to your daily diet as soon as you possibly can. Avocado, you want to be eating an avocado a day, honestly, when you're trying to conceive. Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health discovered that avocados, which are my favorite food, contain the best kind of monounsaturated fat and the least saturated fat, making them the ideal food for boosting the health of your eggs. I love avocados for breakfast and as a snack. Another food that you can be implementing is royal jelly. A 2007 Japanese study discovered that royal jelly is similar to a phytoestrogen and contains properties that might support healthy uterine muscles and lining. There have been multiple studies with royal jelly on fertility in animals that suggest that it has the potential to increase rates of pregnancy and support fertility overall. And I love making a royal jelly smoothie that's rich in folic acid and zinc. You don't even taste it. Turmeric is another great food that you want to start adding in. There are certain spices like turmeric that help to improve circulation to all organs, including the uterus and our ovaries. The better the blood is flowing, the more oxygen that is present, and that's better for the health of our ovaries and our uterus, and it helps to improve our fertility. Because turmeric increases blood flow to the uterus, it can also help with regulation of periods and it can support development of our healthy periods in general. Another great spice is cinnamon. It's a spice that helps to slow down the speed at which our stomach empties after we've eaten a meal. So helping to stabilize our blood sugar and support regular ovulation is super important. You can get more of the spice, the cinnamon, into your day by just sprinkling it, you know, here and there in your foods, like on your smoothie or on a non-caffeinated latte at breakfast, or adding fresh cinnamon sticks to hot water is really delicious for a refreshing drink. The other types of food that I would recommend are your leafy greens, okay? Magnesium is such a vital nutrient for optimizing fertility. And dark leafy greens like spinach and chard have the highest level of magnesium of any foods, which is why I think it's a great idea to have a side of them with almost every meal. I like to saute them with a little coconut oil, and that's the best and yummiest way that I enjoy them. But just one cup of these leafy greens can give you half your daily requirement needed. The other food that's really great to help with fertility is egg yolks, because eggs are the perfect protein for women especially. And despite the myths that we've all heard that they, raise our cholesterol, they don't. Actually, it's sugar that raises our cholesterol. So you want to try to, though, eat your eggs either poached or soft boiled. And what that does is that helps to preserve the vitamin D and the B6 content that's in them, which also then helps to it helps to optimize progesterone production. Let's also, though, talk about some lifestyle strategies for optimal fertility, because making small but powerful lifestyle shifts are just as important when it comes to building optimal fertility. So I would start by taking some of these steps. So what I'm going to suggest is that we get really real with our period. So learning about and really getting in tune with our 28-day hormone cycle, which is also known as our infradian rhythm, is one of the foundations of optimal fertility. You know, simply getting pregnant isn't possible unless you understand that what your period is all about and you understand each unique phase in your cycle. I'm going to recommend that you use the Mixers app to track your infradian rhythm, and then this will help you to deepen your understanding of each of your phases. And you can learn so much from even things like the color, the texture, and the volume of your bleed and the symptoms that you're experiencing. So track it all on the Mixers app, and we've made it possible for you to do that. The other thing is, I'm going to say, go green. replace your chemical-laden cleaning supplies. That's a good step. Your beauty products, and replace them with hormone-friendly types of products, because they're out there and they work great and they're good for your health and your fertility. The other thing is if you are trying to get pregnant, you want to try to quit the pill as soon as you possibly can. In fact, do it immediately. If you want to get pregnant soon, you have to quit the pill as soon as possible for obvious reasons. And if you want to get pregnant in the future, I still encourage you to come off of the pill now. The pill has long-term health consequences for reproductive health, damaging the gut microbiome and suppressing symptoms of hormone imbalances that can interfere with fertility if left untreated are just some of the ways that it affects us long-term. Taking the pill can leave you also susceptible to synthetic birth control syndrome, which is a collection of symptoms that crops up because the pill has been acting like a Band-Aid, suppressing the symptoms, the original symptoms that probably convinced your doctor to put you on the pill in the first place. The pill also drains your body of the essential micronutrients that we've talked about that we need to get pregnant. So just don't risk your chances of conceiving later by taking the pill now. There's other methods that you can use for birth control. Ask your doctor about other medications as well. A study published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology found a correlation between the use of antidepressants and infertility. Women currently using antidepressant medications were shown to have difficulty conceiving naturally when compared to women not using antidepressants. If you currently take antidepressants, do not take yourself off them without consulting your doctor. There can be serious withdrawal side effects, but if you're interested in the connection between antidepressants and fertility and what that means for you going forward, work with a trusted, licensed healthcare practitioner to make decisions going forward. All right, there are three missing pieces of the fertility puzzle that I also have to mention, because you can do everything right when it comes to food and lifestyle, but still be missing some key components of the fertility puzzle. Now, the first one is make lifestyle changes, yes, but don't overstress about them, because you can build optimal fertility with food and lifestyle changes. But if trying to get every single detail of every meal and every lifestyle tweak just right, just perfect, that can start adding stress to your life, then it can actually work against your fertility goals. Too much stress interferes with ovulation. So work to make changes and do your best, but be okay with imperfection and try not to overthink the process. Take stress reduction seriously and make sleep and regular hormone supportive movement a priority every single day, but don't stress about it. The second thing is, even if you don't plan to get pregnant for many years, take fertility seriously today. Getting pregnant is much easier if you prepare your body for conception beforehand. And the more time you have to prepare, the more successful you will be. Preparing for pregnancy is about more than knowing the right day to have sex, although of course that plays a part, but focusing on giving yourself time to supercharge your body with food and supplements to make sure that your hormones and your ovulation and your microbiome and more are all where they need to be. The third piece of the puzzle is to engage your maternal energy for self-care now. You can embrace some of the responsibilities of motherhood way ahead of actually being a mother. This may shift some of your priorities and goals, and you might decide to start saying no to things that are like a drain to your energy and your vitality. But be dedicated to self-care practices. Doing this is about being at your healthiest, your most fertile, your most able to get pregnant state. But it also is about being really, truly, utterly ready for pregnancy and for motherhood. This is not always an easy thing to do. I do get that. But a few months before you want to conceive, what you want to do is cut down on extra commitments that are not absolutely necessary, and you want to do what is optimal for your fertility and for your future child. All right. I hope this has been super helpful. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. There's so much that we could go more into this, but hopefully this gives you a good base of understanding of what we can do to support our fertility. I hope this episode gave you some good guidance and some hope If you enjoyed this episode, of course, please share it with the girls in your life. It really is about each of us supporting and helping each other to be our most healthy selves. Learning more about our health and our female bodies and the nutrition and lifestyle strategies that we can implement really helps to empower all of us to make the biggest impact for good on the world. So let's do it. Share this episode with the girls in your life because sharing is caring. Now, we are going to be back again next week for another amazing chat, and I hope that you're going to be here joining me. Every Tuesday, the It's Her Time podcast shows up on all of your favorite podcast platforms and on YouTube. So like, subscribe, and leave a comment or a review. We'd love to connect with you. All right, until then, have a very happy and healthy week. Thanks for tuning in.